Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is on a mission today. Several years ago, I wrote about what I call the circle of failure. It was a very long sentence that contained the 10 points to failure. I'm sure some are saying, well, Brother Harold, wouldn't it be more comforting to talk about the circle of success? Truthfully, if each of us realized the impact and acts on the consequences of the circle of failure, we can experience the circle of success in our daily lives. Here are the 10 points to the circle of failure. And again, it's all in one sentence. Circumstances lead to situations, producing problems, spawning worry, leading to stress, creating anxiety, followed by ineffectiveness, resulting in sickness, excuses, and ultimately failure. What prompted me to think about this was the number of believers I come into contact with on a daily basis who are overwhelmed by the stress and pressure they face. Believe it or not, there's a major increase in these topics during this time of year right now, especially today, Black Friday, all these sales. Listen, don't get into debt on Black Friday for what you can't pay off till Good Friday. And don't fall sway to the pressure of having to buy the perfect gifts. You know, the gifts that I like most are the ones made from the heart, for my children and grandchildren. That's what I like. The stress. Stress can be because, well, it can be financial, but it also can be because of a recently departed family member, either by death or divorce. It also can be financial, not being able to give to your family as you'd like to give because of the stress and pressure. Many of the faithful saints I've talked to are so blinded by their circumstances, they can't fully realize how blessed they are. Let's look at how to overcome the 10 points to the circle of failure. And I'm going to take that sentence I gave you, and we're going to go through each of these 10. Number one, circumstances. Let's establish the fact that circumstance is defined as the circle you're standing in. As long as you're standing still, you must be, you got to contend with your circumstances. However, if you're moving from glory unto glory, you ought to be leaving your circumstances behind. What does it take to change your circumstances? Matthew 3:2 in the Amplified Bible Classic offers great advice, really does, about how to, well, just listen. And saying repent, think differently, change your mind. Regretting your sins and changing your conduct for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How do we turn our circumstances into opportunities? Well, we read about that in 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8, again in the Classic Amplified Bible. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances, and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. First, God is able. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Does that sound like we should be worrying about our circumstances? Second, this is not a one-time deal, as the verse says, so that you may always and under all circumstances. Can somebody say hallelujah? Third, wow. 2 Corinthians 9:8 concludes by saying, whatever the need to be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. If we believe, practice, and adhere to the Word of God, we will no longer have to worry about our circumstances. Number two, second, why worry about situations? Well, why should we worry about situations when you can pray the Word and give it all to God? Let Him deal with it. Praying with confidence in the Word is the antibiotic for the disease of a worried mind. And I've said it for years. If you worry about situations, it means you don't trust God. And when you show yourself faithful, when you do not grow weary in well-doing, when you overcome bad situations, when you endure the mess of life, then God will lift you up and set your inheritance before you. Galatians 6:9 in that classic Amplified Bible. Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time, and in the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. The New Living Translation says, reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Hallelujah. Remember, when we endure bad situations, God will lift us up and set our inheritance before us. Number three, producing problems. Whatever your problem is, God wants to help you find the solution. Psalm 142:2, New Century Version. I pour my problems to Him. I tell Him my troubles. Never, ever doubt that God is on your side. If you're in the fight of your life, you got to know He's in your corner. Romans 8:35, New Century Version. Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? From the love of Christ that He has for us? Can troubles or problems or sufferings or hunger or nakedness or danger or violent death? Ask yourself, why is there a problem? Every problem we face, there's a reason, not an excuse. If you seek to excuse away your problem, then you'll never find a permanent solution. How we see ourselves can be the source of our problems. A lack of self-esteem is a debilitating liability that oftentimes paralyzes a person with fear, perhaps fear of failure or of the unknown or of embarrassment. Oftentimes our decisions are based on faulty information or self-perception, which causes the problem to exist or to be magnified in our own eyes, when it may not even exist at all. Whenever we stop blaming other people for our problems, we're one step closer to solving them. We can't control what others do, but we can only, and we can do this, control ourselves. 2 Corinthians 6:3, Contemporary English Version. We don't want anyone to find fault with our work, so we try hard not to cause problems. Instead of causing problems, become a problem solver. Number four, spawning worry. Let me give you four reasons not to worry. First, you're not alone. Deuteronomy 20:1, King James. Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Second, you're not going to fight the battle. You're not. 2 Chronicles 20:15, the Amplified Bible says, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Wow. What a great scripture to personalize. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord unto Gibeah, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not Gibeah's, but God's. Thus saith the Lord unto Ray, be not afraid nor dismayed by this reason of a great multitude, for the battle is not Ray's, but God's. Personalize that verse for you. Third, there's only one thing that you have to do. There's only one thing you have to do. Mark 5:36. Mark 5:36. King James. Be not afraid, only believe. Can somebody say hallelujah? Be not afraid, only believe. Fourth and most importantly, God tells us not to worry. God tells us not to worry. Philippians 4:6 and the New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done for you. Number five, leading the stress. If you find yourself in a stressful situation, acknowledge it. Then ask God to show you the ways to overcome it, to deal with it. I find my peace in Psalm 119:143. Psalm 119:143. In the New Living Translation. It says, as pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands. Spend more time in the Word and in his presence. I realize that you may have wanted to give me to give you an excuse with a genie in a bottle. We're dealing with reality, not television fantasy. We're not. If stress is related to your finances, a load of debt and a lack of money, let me assure you that you having more money will not in and of itself solve your problem. But time with God will. Every answer to every question, to every stress, is found in the Word of God. One more word, and this is important, because most stress is first manifested by external or outside circumstances before it internalizes. That's why the first step is so critically important. Do not tolerate stress, financial otherwise, because whatever you tolerate will expand in your life. Recognize you've got stress. Give it to God as you seek his direction, and then move on. Move on. We covered five of those. Circumstances. Let me read you the sentence again. Circumstances lead to situations, producing problems, spawning worry, leading to stress. We'll finish the rest of it tomorrow. The rest of that sentence, creating anxiety, followed by ineffectiveness, resulting in sickness, excuses, and ultimately failure. Hallelujah. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We really do. And if you're out on, we call it Blessed Friday, not Black Friday, use wisdom. Remember this, a deal is not a deal if you can't afford it. And like I said at the top of the call, don't buy so much on Black Friday that you can't pay it off to a Good Friday. You do that, you'll be eliminating a lot of stress and worry out of your life. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts. Bye-bye.